now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It's a big half hour coming up because we'll be finding you the winners at Kilmore and Pakenham tonight. And don't forget the trial files with the Bald Eagle just before 10:30. Always great to have a chat to Mark Hunter. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
That's good. Kilmore today. It can be a happy hunting ground. What do you think of today's meeting?
Look, I don't mind it. Traditionally, these Thursdays have been, they're pretty tough because they're evenly graded and moderate horses. But I quite like a bit of a slow start to the day, but I quite like the day out once we get moving into it.
All right. It's a soft six and the rails out three in the first. We take out numbers 4, 9 and 15. Moscon is the favourite here at $3.40. Wild Charlotte, we just heard Sharky, who's a part owner, give it a bit of a push at $3.80. The Visors at $5.50. Who do you like in the first, Mark?
I think it's an even start to the day. I'm with number 10, Moscon. Just with the score of race fitness, I think both runs back from a spell have been pretty good. To beat number 1, Divisor, who has shown ability at both runs, recent trials okay. And draws gate 1, which is a massive advantage lately around this track. Third pick, number 12, Wild Charlotte, certainly has jumped out okay. It's got a winning chance. And 2, Galactus, maybe ridden upside down last time. The first up run was quite good. I think with a quieter ride, it can improve. I'll go 10, 1, 12 and 2.
10, 1, 12 and 2. Race 2, take out 5, 14, 15, 16. The favourite here is a low-level flying from the Austie Coffee Stable. And they've been going well at $2.80. Olive at $5 and Live Like $7.50, Mark.
I think this is the toughest race of the day, Michael. Look, I won't be shocked what wins. I'll go number 8, Steel Choice, who draws the car park, but it's got speed. It'll push forward. I thought the last run was all right. With that run under its belt, if it can have some early luck, it can be competitive here to beat number 12, Olive. Had a few goes for the stable. It's been disappointing. It's had a little break and a jump out that was just fair. Not sure how it's going. One Dodge the Hounds can run on well like it always does first up. And I put number 3, Live Like. Draws badly, but did show enough ability last campaign to be competitive in a race like this. I'll go around the favourite here. I'll go 8, 12, 1 and 3.
All right, 8 at a bit of value, Steel Choice, $11. In race 3 at Kilmore, take out 13, 14, 15 and 16. Marine Bell's a favourite at 380, just ahead of Juan Fontaine from the Hickmont stable. Mark?
I'm keen on number 6, Bell's Cliff, the first starter here for Yudita Clark. It's had a couple of jump outs down there at Cranbourne. It showed speed in one of them, so it can use gate 1 here. It was restrained at its latest one. That was against good horses and it trialled well, gee. I think it's perfectly placed here to make a winning debut to beat number 12, Well Well Well, who didn't do a lot on debut, comes back from a spell, was trialled okay and draws well. Number 9, Marine Bell, got a chance, just has to overcome that wide gate. And 5, Juan Fontaine, who was pretty plain first up in a weak race, may be fitter for that. But, gee, I think 6 will run well here. I'll go 6, 12, 9 and 5.
Oh, good luck to Dita Clark, a first starter here, which could be a bit of value. Mark Hunter is keen on in race number 4. Race number 3, I should say. Race number 4 here, it's an odds onny, which is the favourite. We can take out 4, 5, 7 and 14. $1.95 for Regal Effort. Highly Intrusive is at 2.60. Punters and the market has it down to a two-horse race. Do you agree?
Oh, look, I think number 1 will win. Highly Intrusive. I think it's got race fitness on its side. I thought it was good last time. It closed off well at the 1400 at Geelong. I think it's got the form to win the race. To beat number 9, Regal Effort, who comes off a break. Its form's moderate. Look, it draws wide. I don't think it's got a whole lot going for it, and certainly under the odds. Number 3, Strike Me, who will be better suited over more ground, but trial just and struggling for a fourth pick. Maybe number 12, Mum's Wish, another one who needs luck from that gate. I think 1 will win. I'll go 1, 9, 3 and 12.
1, 9, 3 and 12. Race number 5. The scratchings are 11, 12, 13 and 16. Free Thrills is the favourite. Got to carry 62 at $2.50. Poppy's Horse is at $6. And then we're out to $9.50 for Just Stella. Can the favourite carry the weight and win?
It can. It just needs some luck from that wide gate. It's my top pick. It's got the best form in the race. I think it's trialled well enough to win. It's just got the combination of the weight and the gate. If it can overcome them, get a bit of luck early, it's certainly the one to beat. I thought maybe number 14, Just Stella, was the danger. It's a horse that just takes racing to get fit. It'll look to punch forward on the speed. It's got that 2 kilo claim, which will help. Number 10, Shock Shock, first up from a spell, can weave through from the good gate and run on, has got some chance. And maybe number 6, Ogolution, next best. But I think one just needs an ounce of luck here. 1, 14, 10 and 6.
1, 14, 10 and 6. First leg of the quaddy race, number 6. We can take out 5, 7, 9 and 16. Stand to attention. Another one from Team Corson's is the favourite at 4.80. Brutal Power, first up for Mike Moroney, is at $4.80. How many in the first leg do we need?
5 horses, and luck in running will be vital. I'll go with number 8, Brutal Power. There's very little between these, but Brutal Power comes back off a break. It's trolled okay. But the 2 kilo claim will get somewhere near the front, which is a help around here. To beat 14 Dratini. It was restrained last time. I'm not sure why. I think they'll let it run today, and it could be much harder to run down. 6 grand challenge. It's trolled okay. It draws for a great run. And 3 stand to attention, who's got the best form in the race, but gee, it's going to get a long way back. And you're back and wide around here, you're in awful trouble. So we'll need a few things to go right. Tough race. We'll go 8, 14, 6 and 3.
8, 14, 6 and 3. Race number 7, we can take out 9, 13, 15, 16. Edinburgh from Team Hayes is the favourite at $3.10. I haven't got a jockey as yet. Have you got a jockey, Mark?
Is Luke Nolan not riding it?
It's just got not notified in the tab app, so I'll have a look while you give your selections.
It's my top pick, Michael Edinburgh. It's a one pacer. It got in the right spot last time. It was too strong. There's not a lot of depth in this race. Just has to find a spot, and it's hard to beat again. I think big value runner here, number 3, Raw, who just had no luck at all last time. I think the way this race shapes up from the inside gate, back around Kilwalk and go forward, get a good run and improve. Number 10, Just Jules, is going well. It's going to be a very awkward spot around this track, but we'll be running on. And 12, Song Brocade, who's changed stables since that last run. Been a disappointing horse, but benchmark 58 from the good gate has got some chance. I'll go 11, 3, 10 and 12.
Yeah, Luke Nolan not riding today, so we are awaiting a rider on Edinburgh. Moscon, who I think you were tipping in the first race, is Bo Mertens as well. So we will bring that to you when we can. And the protagonist, Joe Bowditch, takes a ride in race number 8. And on race number 9, he's on also number 10 as well. Speaking of race number 8, let's get into the market here. And the scratchings in that race, we can take out 4, 5 and 13. The Train Man is at $3.20. Miss Sav, $4.40. Galactic Express is at $6. Mark?
Well, I think for me, this is nearly the most interesting runner for the day here. Number 6, Pacino Boy, who hasn't had much luck in life. It's had some tough rides and things not go right. Now, Patrick Payne's taken over here. It draws wide. It'll go back to last, which is not ideal around here. But in the small field, gee, if we can just have some luck, this horse might jump out of the ground for Paddy. So I'll put it on top to beat number 2, Galactic Express. Resumes from a break, will go forward on the speed, got the 2 kilo claim. 8 King of Vandals can poke through from that good gate and run well fresh. And 9 Miss Sav, who's been a bit disappointing, but resumes in a pretty moderate race here. I'll go 6, the key to the race, 6, 2, 8 and 9.
6, 2, 8 and 9 at some value. The 6 is at $9.50, and anything Patrick Bain puts a saddle on at the moment is absolutely airborne. The last leg of the quaddie, take out 11, 12, 13 and 14. Deal Breaker is at $2.60, $4.80 for Kobe Princess.
Yeah, keen here, number 7, Kobe Princess. I think, look, Oliver's team has just hit their straps here the last couple of weeks. They're flying, and this horse is good first up. It's going to be suited, $14.50. It's a race with not much tempo. I thought it could park fourth or fifth inside there. Comes into gate one, just pokes through on the rails. I think it's an each-way special, Kobe Princess, to beat number 2, Big Daryl. He looks the leader. He's consistent. He'll go forward and give you a good sight. Number 1, Deal Breaker, has tried okay. Should go forward, get a good run. Then 6, Latest Bentley, who's going well. Just going to get back and be wide around here. It's very hard to do that and win. Keen on 7, 7, 2, 1 and 6.
All right, play of the day, quaddy, and your best, Mark?
Best race 9, number 7, Kobe Princess. The value race 8, number 6, Pacino Boy. The quaddy, first leg will go 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, into 3, 4, 10, 11, 12, into 2, 6, and 8, and we'll come home with 1, 2, and 7. Play of the day, we're going to play a parlay 2, 3, 4 for a win. We'll go race 3, number 6, Bell's Cliff. Race 4, number 1, Highly Intrusive. Race 8, number 6, Pacino Boy. And race 9, number 7, Kobe Princess.
Oh, I like it. Good luck today, Mark.
Thank you, Michael.
Mark Hunter looking at Kilmore. Time to have a chat to Harry White. He's looking at racing.com, packing them tonight. Some nice horses going around there. Rails True, it's a soft 6, and Harry's been in red-hot form. Can we continue tonight, H?
I think we can, Michael. I think we can.
All right, I like it. Let's get straight into the first race. And Does It's been very well backed. It's an even money favourite from the Paddy Payne stable. Take out 7, 10 and 11. It is the favourite. Redwood Rising, and Natalie Young gave it a bit of a push. Said she thinks it'll run second maybe to the Paddy Payne favourite. How do you see the first?
I've gone around the favourite, Michael. I've got Spillier on top, who resumes, looked quite good in a recent jump-out effort at Geelong. Ran in some really good races last prep, finishing second in 5 of 9 out of those producing solid form lines. I like that he's straight to the mile first up, maps to race midfield, and he likes a bit of giving the ground to beat the favourite, Does It, who ran on really well from the back on debut at Geelong against the pattern of the day. He'll appreciate the mile trip. Redwood Rising ran third at track and trip in arguably stronger company last starter, maps to potentially dictate tape from up front, and Strident looks to be next best. 2584.
2584, bit of value in the first. Race number two, we take out 8, 10, 15, 16, and Designer Chef's the favourite at $2.90. $5 for Johnny Ellen. This was the tip from Natalie as her best this evening. Who did you like in the second?
With Designer Chef, was absolutely huge on debut at track and trip, slowly away, raced back, but motored home, reeling off good closing sectionals to finish second behind the well-supported Answer Me Hussey. Draws wide, so goes back again. Watch for him late. To beat Zakirak, was only run down late for third over the trip last start. He makes his own luck from up the front. Johnny L's been gelded and jumped out nicely and was sound enough last prep to be in the mix. And Blue Ocean looks to be next best, 1.11.63.
1.11.63 in the second. Race three, they all go around. Stratessa's the favourite. Henry Dwyer, geez, stable's in good form. At $2.90, the Guardian Angels at $3.20, and then we're out to $6 plus the rest. Who are you with in the third?
I think the winner comes out of the top two in the market. I'm with our Guardian Angel, powered home first up at Sale for third, running through the line. A bit of extra distance there and would have seen her get the win. Gives the impression she'll relish the 7 furlong trip and has raced well on soft going prior. To beat Stratesso, has been freshened and sports blinkers for the first time. Only found one better first up, then ran a credible fifth over the trip thereafter when racing wide. Triple Red probably didn't see out the mile last start. Back and trip should suit, and prior efforts have been enough to put her in the mix. And Alt F4 could be the roughie for your exotics. 6, 9, 11, 1.
All right, 6, 9, 11, and 1. The 1 is currently at $21. Alt F4. Race number 4 at Pakenham. Got a shorty here. Take out 3 and 7. And Bay Vista's into $1.80 from the Team Hawks stable. Samurai Moon's at $3.90. And then we're out to Strong Pride. Bay Vista, 3 starts, 3 placings. Does it get the win tonight?
No, maybe, but not at the price. I'm putting my faith in Philip Stokes with Ears the Barman at good odds. Couldn't find a trial or jump out as a guide, but really like what he did in his first campaign first. And first up over 1,400 metres seems like a good move. Ran a good second over this trip behind Lord Markle when second up last prep on soft going, noting 5 subsequent winners have emerged out of that race. He's worth a go at double figure odds to beat Bay Vista, the obvious danger, filling the miners in 3 career runs this prep. Was strong through the line last start, and the shade of extra trip should suit. Samurai Moon's jumped out soundly and could figure on debut, and Strong Pride found the line well first up at the track for the value ahead of 2, 8 and 12.
Four at a bit of value to beat the odds on in race number 5, which is the first leg of the quaddy. Take out 5, 8 and 15. Beyond Mars from the Payne Stables, the favourite. At 3.60 after a nice debut win. Deep Force has got ability at $4.40 and has been supported this morning. And then we're out to Chief Altoni, who is at $5. First leg of the quaddy, how did you see it, Harry?
I've got 4 in there, Michael. I've got number 6 on top, Yulong Stride. Despite an average first up run, drew wide and had to race back, which isn't his usual racing pattern. Worked home well enough, takes benefit from that, gets the blinkers on, and won over this trip in good fashion last prep on good going. Also is ideally drawn here to race on pace. To beat Beyond Mars, who was a good all-the-way winner over the trip on debut of a good, on the back of a good trial win, this is the logical next step. But does he want further? Deep Force was too bad to be true first up after getting trapped 4 wide. Forgive that, and that horse is definitely in the mix. And Chief Altoni is the last start winner, next best, 6-2-3-4.
6-2-3-4 in the first leg of the quaddy for Harry. In race number 6, we take out 3, 9, 10 and 12. The favourite here is Talented. Got the job done first up at a good price. Has been back this morning into 240. Necessary ultra-consistent second pick at 350. And then out to Ocean Heart at 480. Only 3 under double figure odds, Harry.
Yeah, they're my top three, Michael, but I've got Ocean Heart on top. Been freshened since the fourth place in the Tassie Oaks. I reckon this filly's got a bit of class about her. She'll likely lead, and has shown time and time again it takes a good horse to run her down. Form lines are good. To beat Talented, who atoned for a flat second-up prep with a big first-up win at Hillside, any natural improvement makes her hard to beat. Watch for her flying late. Necessary is as honest as they come, as you mentioned, and always a chance in these sort of races. And Journey Girl goes in the quarty after a soft win at Track and Trip last start. 4-7-1-6.
4-7-1-6. Race number 7, we take out 8, 11 and 12. Rapidora is the favourite. $2.90. I think it's only won the one, but it's ultra consistent with 8 placings. Daughter-in-Law's at $4.20 for Anthony Friedman. And Zimoe, is it? At $5.50 for Kenny Keys. Who do you like in the 7th?
I think Rapidora is very well placed. Resuming, jumped out well, yet to miss a top three finish when first up. She's consistent, as you mentioned, just that one start, one win in 13 starts, but 8 minor placings. Looks very well placed here. Form lines around Bams on Fire, Jumbo Ozaki, Rainbow Thief read well. Zimoe and Daughter-in-Law come out of the same race. Zimoe finished in front, but the extra trip puts them pretty on par with each other, I'd think. So they're in for second and third. And Angel Lass doesn't win out of turn, but has placed in her last two runs, both at Track and Trip in similar grade, and has to go in your quarties. 4-2-3-7.
4-2-3-7. And then the last race is the most talked about horse at the meeting, and that is Russian Camelot. Take out 3, St. Peter. Plan B for Danny O'Brien after it was scratched at the barriers on Saturday. It's already had one bid of $25,000, Harry. It opened up $1.40, now into $1.25. Reckoning is the second pick at $5.50, and then the stablemate, Atami, or Atami, is at $9. Is this just a sit and steer if he gets out of the barriers, Harry?
Yeah, 100%. We know the horse. We know what he can do. We know that he wins this, and it's a one-out job. Easy kill and on to bigger and better things, I would think. Reckoning is the horse for exacta players if you're really compelled to play that way. Atame and Hanamosa to fight out third place, but just sit and watch and enjoy Russian Camelot. Get us home in the quaddie, 2581.
All right. It's a one-outer in the last leg of the quaddie. How do we make the play of the night to build the bank?
Best bet, I'm going to go with race 7, number 4, Rapidora. I just think that horse is very well placed there. Value, race 4, number 4, is the Barman at double figure odds. Quaddie, 2-3-4-6 first leg. Second leg, 1-4-6-7. Third leg, 2-3-4-7. And last leg, standout, Russian Camelot, number 2 only. Play of the day, I'll have a running double, race 2, number 1, into race 3, number 6.
Good luck, Harry. Good punting over the Easter weekend.
Thanks, Michael. You too.
Harry White joining us there. And don't forget, all of those previews, we'll put them up online. All of those selections at rsn.net.au. We'll tweet them out as well. Quick break on the other side of this. It'll be the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle.